Sometime this week, General Motors will probably file the paperwork to begin selling shares again to the public. Just over a year ago, the company was in bankruptcy and had received a $60 billion bailout from the government. Now, GM has had two profitable quarters and is preparing to sell its battery-powered Chevy Volt. Reporter Karen Schaefer visited the GM plant in Lordstown, Ohio, to ask workers how they are feeling these days.
At the sprawling Lordstown assembly plant near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border, hundreds of employees are pulling into the parking lots, getting ready for another day of work, while others race home, their overnight shift completed. Many say they're grateful to be working again. Vern Proctor works for a GM supplier. As he fills his GM pickup at a nearby gas station, Proctor says his company has just started up production again. He's happy that GM is once again turning a profit.
Compared to a year ago, things were dead around here, and glad things are looking good, looking up.
Proctor says he's ready to see GM take the reins again and get out from under government control. He believes the new management changes announced last week will also make a difference.
Don't need the government controlling what they do. I think with the new management people in there, they're going to turn the GM around and it's going to be good. And they're not going to make the same mistake twice.
Proctor and many GM workers say they've been uneasy about the $43 billion federal bailout. David Green is president of United Auto Workers Local 1714. He's worked at Lordstown for nearly 20 years.
The fact that the government made the decision to invest in GM's workers was huge for us, because without it, we're not here today. But it still remains, and I'm a taxpayer as well, that, you know, part of my tax money is in this company. So we want it to succeed, not only for my job, but as a taxpayer, I want to see this company succeed.
Some analysts have cautioned that GM's rush to an initial stock offering might flounder in the still difficult economy. They've also voiced concerns about the change in leadership. But David Green isn't concerned. While he was surprised by the move, he isn't worried about the transition.
He stepped in right at the bankruptcy and was pretty clear that, hey, I'm just here temporarily. I'm going to help move this thing, turn it in the right direction, get it on the path, and then I'm out. I think he's done a good job of eliminating some of the layers of management that over the years had made it difficult for the organization to communicate.
Communication among workers at Lordstown is mostly positive. With production starting on the new fuel-efficient Chevy Cruze, the plant has called back hundreds of laid-off workers. Some have moved from other GM plants that were shutting down. But not everyone is feeling quite so confident about GM's future. In a busy Lordstown union hall, assembly line worker Randy Klein says he works with two transferred employees who commute every weekend from Pennsylvania or New York, where their families still live. Klein says it's hard for workers who've moved multiple times to feel that their jobs are now secure.
They just don't like to pick up the whole family and say, okay, we're going to Ohio, but just 5 months ago they may have just came from Baltimore to Pennsylvania to the Pittsburgh plant. A lot of them just don't like to get up and go again.
But most Lordstown workers appear excited about the prospect of emerging from government control. Even if the stock sale doesn't go over big at first, they're hoping a leaner, stronger GM can sell enough cars to quickly reimburse taxpayers. For NPR News, I'm Karen Schaefer.